This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. In most places around the country, gas prices have been under $3 for the last 6 months. That put a chunk of money in drivers' pockets. But here's the thing. That money doesn't seem to have done much in the way of economic stimulus. Why? Marketplace's Scott Tong checks it out.
When gas prices shot north of $4, my old friend Gerald took a picture of his gas pump charge and sent it around Facebook. He expressed, in four letters, his dismay. We all remember those days. Now, Gerald and the rest of us have an extra $20 we don't spend at the pump. Where does it go?
At least a good portion of that has always been spent.
Economist Dean Mackey at .72 Asset Management says money tends to leave our pockets quickly.
Consumers aren't so disciplined that they're unwilling to spend additional income that they get. Typically, they do spend at least a significant portion of that additional income.
But that spending hasn't shown up in the numbers. Retail sales are tepid. One possibility is the splurge just isn't here yet. Greg Daco at Oxford Economics thinks the Geralds of the world just aren't convinced that cheap gas will last.
Typically, consumers would want to wait for confirmation that low gasoline prices are here to stay. We still have yet to see the full benefit.
That may come soon, now that the long winter is over. But one person who's not waiting is economist Ed Herz of the University of Houston and the oil and gas firm Hill House Resources.
These predictions are wrong. There is no direct tie between lower gasoline prices and increased GDP.
He argues money not spent on gas goes to other things, to pay off debt, and in some cases, to buy health insurance required by Obamacare. As for those Wall Street analysts who predicted a spending boom, keep in mind, Hearst says, who they work for.
They're cheerleaders for the market. They're not going to stand up and say, hey, this is just temporary. Just take your $20 and put it in your mattress. That doesn't sell them any shares or bonds or economic activity.
Now, will the numbers back him up? There are tens of thousands of economists with varying views on a coming spending binge. One will be right, Hearst says, and good luck figuring out who that is. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.